This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Senior leaders of CPN-UML and Nepali Congress discuss agendas of Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli's upcoming China visit. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deoba says BRI would be enforced on consensus among all concerned. Voting for local level by-election starts. Election Commission urges voters to cast votes with confidence. Janakpur Bolts beat Biratnagar Kings in inaugural match of NPL and Syrian troops withdraw from Aleppo as rebels advance. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli briefed President Ramchandra Paudil yesterday regarding his upcoming visit to China. Prime Minister Oli briefed the details of his visit, which begins tomorrow in a meeting at the President's office in Sheetal Niwas. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the meeting focused on the various matters relating to the upcoming visit to China. Meanwhile, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deoba also briefed the head of the state about her recent visit to China. In the meantime, senior leaders of the ruling parties CPN-UML and the Nepali Congress and the two-party mechanism are intensively engaging in discussions on various agendas, including BRI, keeping a national interest at the center. Prime Minister and UML Chair Oli and Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba centered their discussion on the imminent visit. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli is embarking on an official visit to China from the 2nd to the 5th of December at the cordial invitation of his Chinese counterpart Li Kuang. Likewise, another round of discussion was held with members of the delegation travelling to China in the presence of Prime Minister Oli. On the occasion, the Prime Minister instructed the delegates to play an active role from their end to realize the mission aiming at further deepening the bilateral relations between the two countries. Earlier, Prime Minister Oli discussed with the former Prime Ministers and former Foreign Affairs Ministers on the 25th of November regarding the preparations for his visit. The Cabinet meeting on the 28th of November approved the visit of the Prime Minister to China and the delegation members. During the visit, Prime Minister Oli is scheduled to pay a courtesy call to Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing and will hold delegation-level talks with his Chinese counterpart Li. Meanwhile, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deoba has said China's Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, would be enforced based on consensus among all concerned sides. Responding to media at Tribhuvan International Airport upon her arrival from China, Minister Rana said BRI will be implemented based on the agreement and understanding between Nepal and China and among all stakeholders, as Nepal had signed the BRI project framework in 2017. She, however, said discussions are still ongoing about its enforcement modality. Minister Dr. Rana argued that Nepal is not in a condition to receive a loan at present. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana, who is on an official visit to China at the invitation of her Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi. The local level by-election is being held for various 41 vacant posts today. The voting started at 7 a.m. and will last up to 5 p.m. at the respective local levels. The by-election is being conducted for the post of a mayor and a deputy mayor of the municipality, two chairs and four vice chairs of rural municipalities and 33 ward chairs, totaling 41 posts. According to the spokesperson of the Election Commission, Nita Pokhrel Arial, all preparations for the by-election were in place. The voters can exercise their right by visiting their voting centres where they are registered in the voters' list. A total of 376 candidates from various 20 political parties and independent ones are in the fray. The Election Commission has urged all concerned voting officers and employees to ensure a free and fair atmosphere for voting. Similarly, cooperation from political parties, voters, media and observers has been sought for the successful conduct of the election. The embassy in Oman organized an orientation program for social service enrollment, counselor service and labor awareness for Nepali workers. At a program organized on the embassy premises on November 29th, Ambassador to Oman Durnath Arial highlighted the Social Security Fund, SSF, initiatives taken by the government of Nepal and the importance of SSF. A three-member team from Social Security Fund, Kathmandu, comprising Deputy Executive Director Vivek Panthi, Assistant Director Radhika Nirola, and IT Officer Rajesh Chapagai are in Oman for a special event. A separate desk was set up to provide labor and consular services at the camp. Around 250 Nepalese received the services in the camp. The Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has revised the price of petroleum products. The state-owned corporation said the price of the petroleum products has been hiked to be effective from midnight. As informed, the price of the petrol has been increased by 1 rupees per litre. According to the increased price, petrol will now cost 159 rupees per litre in Kathmandu Valley. The price of cooking gas has been kept unchanged for the time being. The National Information Commission, NIC, has recommended the government amend the acts and regulations contravening the right to information, RTI laws. In its 16th annual report for the fiscal year 2080-81 Bikram Sambat, NIC has recommended amending the laws related to information to enhance access to information by removing legal inconsistencies and taking the government towards openness. The commission furnished a set of recommendations when the officials of the public agencies were finding it difficult to determine how much information should be opened and how much should be kept confidential under the new laws. The NIC submitted a report with 19-point suggestions to Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli on Wednesday and has urged the government to ensure the protection, promotion and regularization of the right to information and had suggested that public officials should take the oath of transparency rather than the oath of secrecy. Janakpur Bolts have defeated Biratnagar Kings in the inaugural match of the Nepal Premier League NPL. Janakpur Bolts won the match by 8 wickets in the match held at Kirtipur-based TU Cricket Ground. Invited to bat first after losing the toss, Biratnagar Kings made 127 runs in 19 overs, losing all wickets. Janakpur Bolts staged the target of 128 runs to win in 15.3 overs, losing only 2 wickets. In the second match, Kathmandu Gurkhas and Chitwan Rhinos will face each other on Monday. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Syrian government forces have withdrawn from city of Aleppo following an offensive by rebels opposed to the rule of President Bashar al-Assad. The BBC said the army acknowledged that rebels had entered large parts of the city, the country's second largest, but vowed to stage a counterattack. The offensive marks the most significant fighting in Syria's civil war in recent years. UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says more than 300 people, including at least 20 civilians, have been killed since it began on Wednesday. The civil war, which has left around 500,000 people dead, began in 2011 after Assad government responded to pro-democracy protests with a brutal crackdown. The conflict has been largely dormant since a ceasefire agreed in 2020, but opposition forces have maintained control of the northwestern city of Idlib and much of the surrounding province. The latest offensive has been led by jihadist group known as Hayat Tahrir al-Sham and allied factions backed by Turkey. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the Kosi and Madhes province along with the hilly regions of Gandaki and Karnali province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Gandaki and Karnali province today. The division says there is a general influence of westerly winds across the country and a partial influence of a cyclone Fenjal developed in Bay of Bengal. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 7 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 19.9 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Senior leaders of CPN-UML and Nepali Congress discuss agendas of Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli's upcoming China visit. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba says BRI would be enforced on consensus among all concerned. Voting for local level by-election starts. Election Commission urges voters to cast votes with confidence. Janakpur Bolts beat Biratnagar Kings in inaugural match of NPL. And Syrian troops withdraw from Aleppo as rebels advance. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.